Yeah, I just came back from the kitchen. Yeah, I've been to, you know, Boynton Beach. I've been to, Naples. I've been to Naples. I went down there with my old band back when I was in the band and played at Coral Gables in Naples. It was a rich area over there, I guess. That's the first time I'd been to Florida, and I went in the ocean, and it's like, man, you go in that salt water and you float. I was having so much fun just floating in the ocean because I can't swim. Well, I can swim a little bit, but I don't really swim, you know. And you didn't have to, you know, keep your head above the water. You're just floating. Half my body just floated. It's like, man, this is cool. I didn't even need a one of those floaties or nothing.
You become more buoyant in salt water, I guess. I could see that maybe has something to do with the salt content. Water versus regular water, I guess. Yeah, I think the last time I was down, like, it was 3 years ago, and I took off from my hotel and watched one of the SpaceX launches. We're doing those satellites. They have different rockets that go off, but this one was launching, you know, those big clusters of internet satellites, Starlink. So I got, and I was right there on the crossover on 528. What is that road? Yeah, 528 that goes into Cape Canaveral. So I was right there. I mean, you couldn't have had a better seat in the house to watch that launch, so it's pretty cool. I always wanted to see a space shuttle launch, and when I was down there on vacation in Clearwater 1 year, back in the 2000s, we drove over, but they got scrubbed because of storm clouds in the area, so they didn't want to launch, and we stayed the next day, and they didn't launch, and then we went back to Clearwater, and they launched the very next day. So, yeah, it's kind of cool to watch one of them launches, though. I mean, you know, it's the thing to do if you're down there.